It is our custom, the piece of bread that we use for hamoitzi, we dip it three times in salt. And we do not sprinkle the salt onto the bread. This comes from a diary of the Rebbe where he writes that he once sprinkled the salt on the bread, and my father-in-law, the Friedrich Rebbe, alerted me and he told me that I should dip the bread in the salt. So the Rebbe writes about this whole thing and he summarizes this minhag. We have in the Alter Rebbe, who writes, that you should not make a brocha hamoitzi until you have salt in front of you, or something else that gives taste to the bread. You shouldn't make a brocha on plain dry bread. And if it is a bread that is already made with salt, then you don't have to wait for them to bring salt. It already includes the taste of salt. So it seems like the whole idea is to have the taste of salt. Like korbanos have to have salt. Then he mentions that according to Kabbalah, we necessarily dip the bread in salt three times. So the Rebbe summarizes all the sources. We have the Alter Rebbe, who brings first that you just need salt, period. And then he brings Kabbalah that you should dip it in. Then there's a maimer of the Alter Rebbe, where the Alter Rebbe necessarily clarifies and says, you don't need salt to dip it in, but the idea is you need the taste of salt. In summary, you have the original minhag, which is that you must have salt by the table. Simple. As by a korbanos lisaj bizmelach, you should never have the mizbeach clear from salt. Then there is the other idea which Alter Rebbe brings in Shulchan Aruch, that there should be a taste of salt in the bread. Then, according to Kabbalah, from the Siddur Arizal, that necessarily we should dip, and it should be three times. Then the Rebbe comments in Likut HaTorah, the Rebbe brings the Mishneh Pas B'melach Teichel, the idea is that bread must be eaten with salt. Yain Beis D'chag HaShavuos Tov Rei Shchof Aleph. On the second day Shavuos, 1861, B'Suuda, during the Yom Tov meal, Sipra Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek related the following story. Yain Beis D'chag HaShavuos Tov Kuf Nun Hei B'Suda. On the second day Shavuos, in 1795, during the meal of Yom Tov, Omar Adeni Oviskeni Meiriv Rabbi Rabbeinu Azokin, the Alter Rebbe, my grandfather, once said, that B'Yain Beis D'chag HaShavuos Tov Kuf Chof Ches B'Suda. That on the second day Shavuos, in 1768, during the Yom Tov meal, Omar Kveid Gdushas Mereinu V'Rabbeinu HaMagid Mimezrich, my teacher, the Magid of Mezrich, said the following. Usfartem lochem. You should count for you, which means the counting of the Sfira Sa'ime, which was concluded on Shavuos. Usfartem, the word usfartem, which means counting, but it also comes from the root usfartem humeloshen sapirus ubihirus. The word usfartem can also translate the meaning of a translucent sapphire. In this vein, we explain usfartem lochem. You have to make it translucent. You have to make it luminous. You have to make luminous the lochem, the self, the you has to become luminous. And my grandfather leaned al zreis kochi on his forearms. And he sang his nigun of the four stanzas with profound devotion. Then he lifted his holy head from his arms. V'yeymar, and he said, "Benigun shel shaila," with a questioning tone. Ubameh misaprim es halochem. How do you make yourself luminous? V'teich kdei dibur omar. And immediately he said, "Benigun shel tshuva," with a tone of response. B'sheva shabosos tmimos, by counting 7 perfect weeks. B'birur sheva hamidos, by refining the 7 primary character traits. Shekol mido mido tiyaklulu b'sheva, that all 7 character traits should become interconnected with all other character traits. It should be intertwined with all 7 attributes. B'sheva hamidos atzmom, Ulam Yihyu Sheva Shabosis. And then these seven character traits will become 7 weeks. But the word used is Shabosis, seven Shabosis, seven Shabbases. The character traits become Shabbosdik. The Shabbos Eino Tzricho Birur. And Shabbos does not need to be refined. There is no work of refining the Shabbos because it is already, in essence, a refined day. And when you work through for 7 weeks, you refine your seven character traits and they become like Shabbos. So this comes connected with the story that we already referred to in the Hayyim Yim of Tezayin Adar Aleph, the story of Reb Gavriel Noisechein. Reb Avrom Abbe Person relates he was present by the Tzemach Tzedek at that time on Shavuos in 1861, and he was there by the Yom Tov meal, and he describes how the Tzemach Tzedek was sitting at the head of the table and all his children were sitting around the table, and he was standing next to Reb Chaim Shneur Zalman, who was only 2 seats away from the Tzemach Tzedek. He was able to hear everything. And here he says is what the Tzemach Tzedek said in relation to the story of Reb Gavriel. And what the Tzemach Tzedek explained was the idea of Usfartem Lochem, that you have to refine yourself to become luminous. And this is how you work your way through during the weeks of Sfira. And then he concluded, the Tzemach Tzedek, I observed the Chassidim of the Alter Rebbe, as it says in Chazal, Lefikoch Nikro Rishonim Sofrim, that the first sages were called Sofrim. They were called counters. Because they used to count every letter of Torah. And the Chassidim of the Alter Rebbe were also counters, because they counted every word and every letter that they heard from the Alter Rebbe to implement it. So I saw them implement this idea. They became luminous. And this is connected with the story of Reb Gavriel Noisechein, who was asked by the Alter Rebbe for a sum for tzedakah, but because he was suffering to the fact that he became a chosid, he lost all his money, and he wasn't able to provide. He wasn't able to send the money to the Rebbe. His wife, Chana Rivke, sold all her jewelry, and she got the money, and then she brushed, and she scrubbed, and she polished these coins, that they were shining brightly. And he brought this to the Alter Rebbe. And when he came to the Alter Rebbe told him to open the bag of money. And when the sparkling coins came out, the Alter Rebbe went into Dveikis, and he described how the donation of the women to the Mishkan were the sparkling mirrors. And Hashem said to accept them because they brought children at the time of Mitzrayim. And then the Alter Rebbe blessed him with children, long life, and lots of wealth. Until then, they had no children. And this, the Alter Rebbe says, this is the Osfartem Lochem. And the Tzemach Tzedek says this, and the Friedrich Rebbe says it, and our Rebbe writes in a letter, this is the Usfartem Lochem. The Lochem, the self, becomes luminous, and it shines and it sparkles. And if this is so, when somebody gave Gashmiz Diketzdoke, gave physical money to the Alter Rebbe, and the Alter Rebbe said this was shiny, and this turned their mazel to shine, how much more so with regard to spiritual tzedakah, that we have to spread Yiddishkeit because we want to help another Jew.